Vera Hall is a quilter and seamstress based in Baltimore and has, for decades, crafted a wide array of items. But more recently, Hall decided to combine her artistry with her desire to learn more about her own ancestry by creating powerful quilts depicting Black history. Tonight, she shares her brief but spectacular take on piecing the past to the future. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
Quilts kind of reflect what's going on in society, and certain styles go out and come back in. And if you look at quilts from history, you will see a style repeat itself. And you'll see people repeat behaviors over and over again. The needle and thread has always been a passion in my life since preschool age. When I first made a quilt with my grandmother, we started out to make a block, because that's how quilts are put together. It wasn't big enough to be called a quilt, but it was a sense of accomplishment that I felt when I did that block. I'm 85 years old. 85 years ago in the country, in North Carolina, we didn't have a lot of fabric. And the fabrics that we saw back then were feed sack fabrics. But I managed to make some pretty decent looking quilts even with that. The Guild was doing a block of the month project, and it involved two kinds of blocks. One was teacups and the other one was Civil War blocks. And I said, I know what I'm gonna do. What did Black folks do to free themselves? I want to find that out. So I chose a title for that first one from Langston Hughes, and it was We Too Sing America. By that I meant Black people, as well as anybody else, worked hard to make America what it is. Just saying, this is the fact, and you didn't learn it in school because it wasn't taught to us. I can't do the work as fast as I used to, but I have a lot of ideas that I would like to try out. And I'm sure I won't be around long enough to try them all, but I hope that my quilts will serve as a way to say that there are no parameters to what a Black quilter can do, but they encompass all different styles and techniques. And I think you can see all of the different styles and techniques if you look at my spectrum of quilts. They're parallel, the activism and the quilting, because both of them have always been a part of my life. Because if you don't do anything while you're here, you can't expect society to improve. I am Vera Hall, and this is my brief but spectacular take on piecing the past to the future.
You can watch more brief but spectacular videos at pbs.org/newshour/brief.